The big push in education reform these days is raising high school graduation rates. Experts say students need more skills than ever in a global economy, regardless of whether they're going to college or work. In our ongoing series, The Big Fix, WNYC's Beth Fertig takes us to Chelsea Career and Technical Education High School. It's a struggling school where the principal was brought in a couple of years ago to improve a graduation rate of just 50%.
The first thing you notice in Principal Brian Rosenblum's office is what he calls the war board.
I mean, 96 in English, 87 in global, 99 in history.
All of his seniors are listed on a big white dry erase board with how many credits and Regents exams they still need to graduate in June.
1, 2, 3, 4.
With the radiator rattling in the background on a cold Saturday morning, Rosenblum reads from the transcripts while English teacher Leonard Silberfeld updates the board.
He's got all his math, he's got all his history, he's got all of his, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, science, he's fine.
But some students cause the principal and teacher to groan.
She's missing 3 English credits, Lance. Thank you, Cavalt.
She's running out of time.
Silberfeld erases the student's name and places it under promotion in doubt, meaning not likely to graduate. A total of 12 students wind up there by the time the war board is updated. Of the remaining 100 or so, about a third are sure to graduate in June. And the rest?
Most of those kids really need 1, maybe 2 Regents at best.
Rosenblum says that's doable. But even if most students on the war board do graduate in June, the overall on-time graduation rate at Chelsea Career and Technical Education High School is unlikely to go much above 60%.
There's probably 40 to 50 kids that dropped out of school from when they were freshmen up until recently. And then we have some kids that we've known for 2 years they were just missing so much, and we've worked and we've tried very diligently to get them into other programs where possibly they'd be able to make up credits at a faster pace, and several of these kids just refused to go.
When the school was labeled persistently low achieving by the state last year, its graduation rate was just about 50%. Chelsea got a federal transformation grant of nearly $1 million to extend the school day and bring in outside experts to work with its teachers. As the clock ticks down to June, those seniors with a lot of marks on the war board are making up credits either in class or on the computer.
With this, I'm able to do the credits that I'm missing, and I'm able to finish everything I want and learning everything that I was missing before.
18-year-old Felicia Porto is making up a physics class through an online learning program. She's surrounded by other seniors sitting at computers taking math and history courses. Science teacher Stan Kwiatkowski has a folder full of papers at least an inch thick, representing 25 students or more who have made up at least 1 credit since the fall.
I think the kids are learning more. I think they're going to be better prepared to take their tests.
Kwiatkowski concedes he was skeptical at first about the value of online learning. He was also wary about the workload for teachers when the school added an 8th period last fall. He was one of 2 teachers at Chelsea who declined to take the extra shift, though he's since changed his mind.
When I started in New York, the normal teaching day was 6 hours, 20 minutes. Now it's 8 hours.
The 30-year veteran says the longer school day is making a difference for those students who recognize they're being given a second chance. But some are just too far behind, like 18-year-old Akeisha Richards. She says she got a bad start in her freshman year.
You just came there. I don't know anything. I don't know anybody. Like, it was fun. And the principal we had. So we had a lot of fun.
Akeisha says the fun stopped, though, when Rosenblum took over. With the principal by her side, she says he's still on her case, most recently about a class she failed.
He just said I couldn't do it, and then I did it. I got a 67.
Way to go. So I guess I wasn't that mean since she passed, right?
I only did it to prove me wrong.
Keep doing it to prove me wrong.
But Akeisha still has so many credits and Regents exams to pass that she'll be lucky if she graduates in August. And if she doesn't, studies show she'll make almost $10,000 a year less than a high school graduate, putting her average annual income at just $17,000. Rosenblum knows these statistics, and he believes that each of his students can succeed.
Now, did you have the math today, 6th period?
Yeah, I just have to speak for him.
17-year-old Mikkel John made up two history classes and a science course in order to graduate.
It's a long road, but I've came very far, and I'm keep on going.
As Rosenblum looks over his war board, he spots a trend.
I'm not going to talk about individual teachers. However, I did find with that particular cohort of kids, they had some very difficult times with certain classes, and none of those teachers are with us any longer.
Rosenblum encouraged their departure, so to speak, after he arrived in 2008. Many experts say teacher quality is the single most important factor within a school when it comes to student achievement. Rosenblum is working on that by using his federal grant to pay for extra professional development. His juniors are better prepared than the seniors, and attendance is up. But he notes that student achievement is also linked to factors outside the control of educators.
We can send out the letters, we can call the parents in, we can push, but I can't go to a house to take the kid to Saturday school. Can't do it. I can't, you know, as a young man, I call every morning now to get him here on time.
Rosenblum briefly considered adding a ninth period this spring to help his students catch up, but he didn't want to burn out the kids or their teachers. Instead, for the next few weeks, Saturday classes will go a little longer than usual as seniors prepare to take their Regents exams in June, hoping to move their names from the war board to their diplomas. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.